Dr. Nick. It's Therapy Thursday. Dr. Davi is here.
Hello.
Hey.
Meredith MD is here.
What's up?
Orlando BGYN, and I got gloves. So if you got questions, we got answers, all right? 888-429-0941. We love this because we get a range of topics that we can possibly help folks with. Of course, we're not a real therapy type of situation or nothing, but, you know, this is pretty much the courts make us do it.
Yes.
But we're here to help. Mm-hmm. So if you got a call or you got a text, feel free. Who we got first?
I have one for Meredith.
Okay.
It says, Meredith, my son is obsessed with Call of Duty. He plays for hours a day, and I'm afraid it's going to make him violent over time. Do you think there is a connection there?
There could be. Do I necessarily just automatically think there's going to be something bad that happens? No, I grew up a gamer, but at first it started off as like Mario Brothers and stuff like that. And then it went to Sonic, and then it went to like Street Fighter and stuff. So I can see, and Call of Duty is, I mean, so popular out there. Does it automatically mean that your kid is going to turn out to be a shooter or have problems in the future? No, but that's where as a parent, you need to step in and be like, listen, this is just a video game. Maybe he doesn't need to play or she doesn't need to play for, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours without taking a break, you know, going outside in the actual world, going to the park and stuff like that. And mixing that in there is always good and extremely healthy. Spending time with your, you know, peers is always good. But it could, but I feel like that percentage is very, very small. So as long as you keep an eye on it and you know your kid and you sit down, and you always have conversations about it. Like, listen, this is just a video game. I think you'll totally be fine. I feel like it's so normal these days to not just to play video games, but Call of Duty.
Lucky you ain't asked me because I'm telling you, I'm gonna be a little murder. All right, we keeping it a buck. All right, Dr. Davi, you ready?
Dímelo.
What does it mean when your husband won't ever go to bed when you go to bed? We have a sexual life and a relationship, but our 8 years of marriage, he stays up after me, and I've asked him to come to bed with me because I just think that's right, but he still always has something to do. He's never done. What am I missing?
I think you're missing the fact that you're being a little too controlling. Personally, I don't think you should be trying to dictate what time your man goes to bed. I think that's just a little over the top. Some nights, my girl and I, we go to bed at the same time. Sometimes I go first. So I don't think that's too much. Now, if that's cutting into your sexy time, then maybe plan your or do the little sexy time at a different.
She said they have sex.
So
it says they have sex in the relationship. It's fine, but they don't go to bed together.
That man... ultimately, he just wants a little bit of space, a little bit of me time.
Alone time.
Yeah.
That's 8 years.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I think you got to pick and choose your battles, and this isn't one worth really fighting.
It's annoying when somebody goes to bed super late all the time when you go to bed early, though. I've dealt with that before. I'm putting that out there.
Unless he doesn't wake you up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because if you keep it in a buck, something going on afterwards you're in bed, you can't see it.
I mean, super late.
Whether it's porn,
like
whether it's whatever, whether it's cigarette smoking, whether it's gaming, there's something that he does not get to do while you're awake.
Video games.
Peace and quiet. Watch SportsCenter. Just hang out.
Yeah, right. I know. I get everybody needs their alone time. Super late all the time.
So there's something. We don't know what it is, but there's something. Like, get you a nanny cam. Put it up.
No.
That thing up and find out what's happening when you at, like, are the friends over? Is some girls there? Is some hoes in this house? what's going on?
And I know my time is up, but, like, one thing she didn't mention is what time they wake up. Like, I go to bed before my girl, but I wake up way before her, too. So I think that plays a big role in it.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's sad when you never go to bed together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, never?
Ever.
She said 8 years.
Yeah, I could see that would be annoying. Orlando, I have one for you.
Yeah.
I could really use some advice. I have been married for 5 years, and we have a two-year-old daughter together. Things between my husband and I haven't been good for a long time. We argue about everything and can hardly speak to one another without getting mad. I told him over and over again that things, if they don't change, then I'm going to potentially leave. But guess what? They never do. He constantly makes bad comments or just says cruel things to me when I get mad, and he just says that he's joking. I'm to the point where I want to take my daughter and leave, but I don't want her to grow up in a divorced home like I did. I feel like he would still want to be involved, which my dad did not, but I just don't know what to do and how I'm going to handle this. I trust him, but I don't want my daughter to grow up the way I did in a divorced home.
I mean, trust me, I believe that all day, because I kind of followed that too. I didn't want to have a divorced home. And when you when you're around anger or you're around that stuff where it's like, oh, I was joking, there's a lot of truth in jest. And that's a real statement because people use the joking thing to get out of it. You don't want to stay in that kind of situation. If you can find a way to get better, make out a plan and say, hey, we need to do these things to make it better. And if you can't both acknowledge it, then, you know, then maybe you have to move on for the better part of your child that you're raising, because you're raising a child in negativity. You're raising a child in static and friction. And that means that's going to rub off on them and affect their future relationships. So sometimes you have to cut bait. Don't bail out. Don't be weak, like, because relationships are a fight. You have to fight for relationships. Happy relationships probably have been through some crap and they got over some stuff. So if you're willing to do that, you can. If he's not willing and you by yourself, you rowing that boat by yourself, and you might have to end up leaving. And that's just that. You know?
Good morning, Freak Show. This is D'Angelo from Polk County. I recently got engaged. The wedding is set for April 2nd. Everything is going well. She has changed my life, and I'm pretty sure I have done the same for her. My question is, what is the best advice you guys have for us going into marriage that will keep us together for a long, successful marriage?
Oh, that's everybody? Yeah. Meredith, what advice you got for him?
Talk about your expectations together and your future, like when you want to have kids, you know, how you plan on paying for things. Are you guys going to have a joint account or a separate account? If somebody loses their job, like in this pandemic, you know, how you both will handle it, and also see how you guys argue. That's a big thing too.
How to fight like loving people. Don't fight like enemies. Like the way you said that you changed her for the better and she changed you for the better.
Yes.
That's cool, but there are some parts that y'all didn't change. So love the ugly parts. Like, you know, because you can get better. If she has something you don't like and you have something that she don't like, still concentrate on the stuff that you do. Like, we talked about somebody that calls us earlier, and we were like, they will throw this whole thing away.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
job, but they will throw this whole job away.
And it's like,
you got all of that happiness. Don't forget that happiness when you hit speed bumps.
My advice is, obviously I've never been married, so I'm going to tell you what I know. What I know is weddings, and my advice is don't do this incredibly lavish, expensive wedding and put yourself behind the eight ball for your marriage. A lot of people do this wedding and it's for everybody else. And then the next thing you know, you're starting your life together 20, 30, 40K in the hole.
Whoa. Don't. Orlando's making a face.
Hell yeah. Dobby, no. Yeah. Dobby came to me and was like, dog, I heard your wedding was so lit.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep. It sure was.
Yeah, because I had just started here and like the people on the street team were telling me about it. I'm like, he invited the street team?
No, everybody. Everybody was there. It was a party. And man, I tell you, I'm still paying that thing.
So is that solid advice?
Yeah, that's yes. solid advice right there.
That is very good.
Don't lose the house over who going to live in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Meredith.
Yes.
My boyfriend will not go downstairs.
Oh.
At first, this was not a big deal.
Man, hang up on him.
Break up on him.
Hang up on him right now.
He won't go downstairs. At first, this was not a big deal, but the longer we've been together, I think it's just disrespectful for him to not return the favor. He's Caribbean, and I've heard it's cultural for them, but damn all that, I need it.
Nah, man, you don't do that, man. Nah, we don't go down pun that way, no.
Well, this has to be a respect factor. Just as much as he doesn't want to do that to you, there are probably going to be things that you don't want done to you or you do to him. Unless, I mean, hey, if you're a chicken, you'll just, everything's out there and you could just pick whatever's on the list. That's cool for you. But for a couple people, including myself, there's like one thing on the list, like I'm not doing. And you have to respect that, because if you love and appreciate your boyfriend, you don't want to make them do. There's nothing more unattractive than making somebody do something they don't want to do in the bedroom. Ugh. And it's not going to be good. That being said, if that's a no-go for him, it sounds like you guys got to break up, because you can't live without that. That's the vibe that I'm feeling. You don't have to break up. I'm just saying, if this is something you can't live without and he's saying, I'm not doing this, that's going to be a huge problem for the rest of your life. Your sex life is going to be off. You're going to start blaming each other because, you know, you found out early in your relationship.
You can't leave a relationship over one thing, but I will say it's a great thing.
For both.
It's a great thing, yeah. This is where you got to cast well. If you married a guy or got with a guy that didn't do that, then you picked wrong.
That's my point.
And you said cultural. Cultural is hard to do, But I will tell you, there are things that you could do. Like, you can watch some adult type stuff together. Pick the fly ones, not the nasty ones. Shotwell, Andrew Blake makes some really sexy black and white stuff. And it's a lot of girls and stuff. And show him how you get enthralled by that. Any man seeing his woman get excited about something, it hits different.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can warm him up to it. But if it's a cultural thing that he's like, nope, I know that, nah, you can't
change that.
Huh? There's a lot of good guys that'll do that for you, by the way. So
I mean, look.
You can't. Some people, if that's a no-go, like, there's a no-go for me. I'm not changing that ever. I don't care who I'm with.
Right. And Anthony ain't going to leave you for that.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. You don't leave somebody for something that they won't do.
But if
it's
she needs
one
it.
Thing, you don't need that bad.
But that's what she's saying.
Anthony don't need that no-hole that bad. He ain't left you.
But she's saying, she wrote us, she's saying she needs it. She wants it. That's where I'm saying this relationship is not going to work.
Anthony just texted me and said, can you ask Meredith when she coming home so she can give me that spot?
That's not happening.
One just came in. It says either O or Meredith.
You can go O.
We can Wu-Tang it. I don't care. Let's
have fun with this one.
All right.
Okay, 15 years together, 7 years happily married. All of a sudden, she wakes up and says she's been miserable the whole time. No financial issues. We rarely ever argue. The sex is great. Can you please explain? Too many romantic novels?
I'm not gonna downplay what she's going through, because the thing is, we just had somebody ask us about a marriage, and honesty is the whole thing. If you ain't happy on day one about something, on year seven, it's you still not gonna be happy, and it's gonna magnify. So why not just, like, you know, be honest from the jump so y'all can fix it, as opposed to trying to put a Band-Aid on it, get infected, and then you gotta chop it off. Because that's the thing. Without fixing something, Alex Smith would never have walked back out on the field had they just covered up stuff that he had in all those 17 surgeries. You end up getting the leg chopped off. He has his leg because they treated it from the beginning. Problems fester. So fix it. Fit whatever it is from the jump. Don't overlook it. Don't be like, you know what? He's so fine, girl. I'll just deal with it. Because those are the things you're going to complain to your girls about 10 years down the line and be like, and you know what else he does? And they're going to look at you like, you like that at the beginning.
But, and then you also start to blame yourself, like, what did I do? I'm sure there's been signs or some red flags here. Maybe you're just ignoring them.
Man, can I address the elephant in the room?
No.
I think she got somebody else, bro.
Damn!
I'm sorry! No, I'm sorry!
Damn it, Davi, you be breaking up people?
But, come on, all of a sudden, night and day, everything's going good, and
that is a sign.
I'm miserable?
That's a huge sign.
Come on, man, I think she found somebody. She's having a little affair.
And you need to ask her, point blank,
who
period.
Is it? Who is it?
Exactly.
The Amazon man.
Check her phone! Check her phone!
No, see, stop. Now.
Okay, all right,
no,
ask what's in her phone,
no,
and then check it.
If she says that if everything was dope, and your picker, you were right. Like, because a lot of people think it's great. He said great sex.
Yeah.
Every dude out there think they killing it.
That's very true.
And a lot of ladies out there like, I don't know who he having great sex with, but where I'm at, there's a lot of looking at the ceiling fan. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, you got to make sure you're accurate in your assessment. Maybe it ain't been dope. Now, if it has been dope, then maybe she's found somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you need to ask.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Ask. Ooh, you got to find out.
Find out.
How do you find out? By going through someone's phone?
She don't ask. She's going to say no.
You follow him.
What was that spy app?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get that. You get that nanny cam. You do all that you got to do. All right, man, it's a wrap.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.